seat.
I'm gonna live with
because
this.
Because I can't take the crime and violence we are going in a society and it needs to change.
Is that the right one, King Me?
King Me attack to the street.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
The name of that song is simply called I Swear. And I've taken up. Let me get down this music a bit. Let me just say a pleasant good afternoon to you all. Welcome to CKUT, a special broadcast. We do this every New Year's Eve. And normally we are at the Hamptons, at the Hampton Hotel, but tonight we are all over Montreal in various little studios here, there, and everywhere. So you come in from Studio B. We call this studio, we like to call it that. And my name is Howard Carr, and some of the crew members will be dropping by. I just spoke with Faitlin, and she is getting ready. She just finished working. I shouldn't laugh, not because I'm retired, but I remember the good old days. You know, I'm doing something here tonight. As I said, good old days, I'm thinking of seeing. I never worked so hard in my life like I'm going to be doing tonight. But it's all for you, the listeners of CKUT. You know, say we love Uno. We love Uno like how Jesus loved little children. For my Canadian friends, we love you all like how Jesus loves kids. All right? I swear I will be doing it to the best of my ability. Along with Drew, Nicholas, they are on the other side pushing the slides and all that. And you're going to have a variety of DJs, although I haven't gotten the names yet, but it will be a variety of DJs. And coming up at 6:30 will be Louise, the sort of the mama, the Don Mama of CKUT. And we're going to talk to her. We're going to put her on the Zoom. So if you're watching the Zoom, I don't know how that works. That is Nicholas and Drew's department. They're driving the old man crazy. But we're going to make it work. That's what we're here for. And I want to say hello to Spencer and the cutest person that's been wanting me to put on a phone on this thing here. But, you know, you get an iPhone and you think it's at the top of the chain. But you got to remember, whatever you do, anything you do has to be made by Apple. Anything. You don't just buy anything, you know, and it will work. So I'm having a hard problem with it. So I'm just going to, next week, Android. That I'll keep here whenever I want to get on the phone line. It's okay because the other night Nicholas was here and we sort of set it up. And it worked with the Android, but no boy. No way with the iPhone. So, Montreal, I have a treat for you. You know, what makes CKUT work is the difference in everything it does. 209, I think. Michael Jackson had died. Was it 209? I can't remember the dates. Let me check my paper here. I think so, though. But I've never forgotten it. Because, you know, there's a DJ here in Montreal. A club DJ. He works at the big clubs and all that. And He did a tribute to Michael Jackson, which I thought would have made world fame. Beautiful, beautiful tribute, I'm telling you. So I'm going to play that tribute for you guys on New Year's Eve night to one of the greatest artists ever lived, Michael Jackson. You know, we look at people like Michael Jackson and we say good life, etc., etc. But these people are very lonely. You may be surprised. So you're going to listen to him talk and we're going to play some of his music. And then at 6:30, I'll be speaking to Louise about CKUT because it's not easy what they're doing. All right? I am looking to make sure I'm not giving you wrong information. He died in June 2009. Right? So, Michael Jackson. I always grieve for that young man because you have no privacy. No privacy, as the British would say. And to watch the life, this little one we have here in Canada, he went on the tour because of the pressure of being around people. Because you don't know who is your friend. You know, be like Celine Dion. Only her family surrounds her. Nobody else. Her family. But because when you start having friends, this everybody's a friend because of what they can get from you. You know, and that's the hard part. That's what happened to poor Michael. He didn't know who was who. And, of course, his wife didn't care too much, I don't think. So, you know, I don't know if it is even it's his real wife. So anyway, so I'm just going to play a little thing and it was done by DJ Tuff. And when that you hear that name, it's significant because everything he does, brilliant head when it comes to computers and setting up systems and all that. You don't have another Tuff. I call him the toughest because I bother him quite a lot. So he did this thing with Michael. And I want you to sit back and listen while you're... what would you be doing at this hour now that you know you're going to the Hampton at midnight. You're going for supper or not? So you'd be sitting, or you just had a shower, and you'd be what they call that, straightening the hair and putting in the wigs and put on the false bottom, whatever, at this time, so you can listen and enjoy. Enjoy Michael Jackson interview that was put together by the toughest, DJ Tuff. Love this so much. 11 years ago.
This is another promotional mix, courtesy of Mike Tuff Williams on DJTuff.net.
People don't stop to think what they're saying sometimes and the effect it can have on a person, you know.
To not ever be able to just go out to the park and look up at the sky and to not be able to go to the movies, I just think that he has paid a tremendous price.
You know, do not judge a person. Do not pass judgment on anyone unless you have talked to them one-on-one. I don't care what the story is. I'm a Black American. I'm proud to be a Black American. I am proud of my race. I am proud of who I am.
People don't even eat with their fathers anymore. Their mothers. The family bond has been broken. It's an outcry for attention. Why kids are going to school with guns. They want love. They want to be touched. They want to be held. But they're busy off on their day job, and, you know, and they leave them at home on the computer, and they're just doing all kind of crazy stuff, and that's destroying our world. We need to bond again. I'm done. I'm done.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Breaking news about Michael Jackson. Now, in the past few minutes, the Los Angeles Times and the Associated Press have reported that Jackson has died. So again, CNN is confirming from the L.A. coroner that Michael Jackson is dead.
The L.A. Times is reporting that pop star Michael Jackson has died. Paramedics had been called to his home today. They found him in cardiac arrest, not breathing, and rushed him to the hospital.
Michael Jackson has died, 50 years old, from Gary, Indiana.
My brother, the legendary king of pop, Michael Jackson, passed away on Thursday, June 25th, 2009, at 2:26 p.m.
Rest in peace, our brother Michael.
To millions around the world, Michael Jackson was an idol, a hero, even a king. Our hearts are heavy today because this man, this brother, this son, this father, and this friend is gone far too soon.
Gone too soon. Remembering Michael Jackson, the greatest entertainer of all time. Celebrating a genius through his music. Brought to you by the living legend, Mike Tuff Williams.
Would you like to be buried in something like this?
No. I don't ever want to be buried.
Really?
No.
What would you like to happen to you?
I would like to live forever.
And now for our feature presentation.
Seemed like heaven, so I did. Do you remember?
Williams.
Yeah.
things. Get him a Roomba.
Just promise me whatever we say, whatever we do to each other. For now, I'll make a vow to just keep it in the closet.
When we play favorites, you want it to begin. But chase it for to justify. You cross the heart, you quit. When we grew up, you traded. You promised for a ring. Now just like favorites do, you're doing the same old thing. Stop the love, you say maybe you're home. Darling, take it slow, or someday you'll be all alone. Well, stop the love, you say maybe you're home. Darling, look both ways before you cross me. You're heaven, but dangerous.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
if you're black or white.
FM 514, it's DJ Tough.
Motown 25, and I did the moonwalk for the first time. I was backstage crying afterwards because I was unhappy.
Human beings ever to grace this earth. Michael Jackson, we featured him for 20 minutes or so. Still waiting on Louise. I hope she's not hiding from me, because wherever you are, Louise, I'll come and find you. All right? So I hope you're not hiding. But in the meanwhile, this is what she does best. If there's anything, I'll continue with Michael, but we have to pay some commercials.
Hi, this is Derek Seger, stay-at-home dad and pre-COVID comedian. I'm sorry, I'm eating a hot turkey sandwich. Again. I made tons for the holidays. I'll probably still be eating turkey till Valentine's Day. But it's time we talk about our resolutions. Please, stay at home and limit your contacts. Let's protect each other. And if anyone has a recipe that calls for 17 pounds of leftover turkey, I really need that. Like, really. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Or at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
A message from the gouvernement de Quebec. I love when they say that. Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you. Welcome to CKUT 90.3 FM, your alternative air all over the world. It's rated. One of the persons we're going to fix our picture there, Drew. Oh, that's better. I think she'd think, I hope I wasn't drunk at the time when I looked at Louise. I said, wow. Anyhow, we're gonna chit-chat a little bit. As I was saying, she's the backbone of CKUT for many years. She has carried on her work. That could be thankless at times, but very rewarding. Let me just say a pleasant good evening to Louise. Hello there, Louise. You hearing me? I have to turn up the Zoom.
Turn up the Zoom.
The amount of work, I've never worked so hard in my life, Louise. I mean,
a lot of buttons, huh?
Buttons, pull, slide, jump over the bridge, everything. So how are you doing? You're looking lovely, I must say.
So are you. Nice little fur you got going on top of that crown of yours.
Listen, Louise.
Weather appropriate, I guess.
I'm having a hair problem. Okay, I can't go to my whatever the barber yet because I'm scared of sitting there in that chair. You know, but anyway, I'm having a hair day, bad hair day. So anyway, let's chit chat a little bit about CKUT. How did you come about joining forces at CKUT, and why?
I actually started on one of those back to work programs. I always loved music, and before I worked at CKUT, I worked with a defunct record label called Polygram, and it was a nice blend of a lot of different interests that I had. That was culture, community, music. It was sort of one place that kind of encapsulated everything, which drew me to it immediately. So I started on one of those back to work programs because I had had a kid at that time, Detroit, who
right.
I call a CKUT co-parentation because that station brought him up a lot. He used to run around.
Yeah,
and
I remember that. How tall is he now, anyway?
Oh, he's 6'3". We share a lot of really good memories about, and all, of course, developing his music taste and all of that stuff really came out of being able to hang out at CKUT, being exposed to different cultures. It was a real education. It was just such a gift. It was a gift for me as a single parent who was struggling, to have
right.
that welcoming kind of environment. And then there was no way that I ever thought of myself as wanting to be a salesperson, but the job opened up and I needed work. And so I decided that's what I would try and apply and do. And then I actually now value it like you were playing a mix by Tuff, and tons of my production ideas and making ads, I ripped off all of his ideas. Like, just because I can imitate another culture.
You confess, because I'll be suing you after. I'm his manager, okay?
He inadvertently taught me a lot, you know. And then we had Wacko, you know, Christoph Magone, who coached the sound, was total experimental, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
Tell them about Chris a little bit for me. He's Sounds of Silence. You're listening to radio, and the program was called Silence or Sounds of Silence.
He had one called Danger in Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And he believed in what is referred to as radio art, which is to take the medium of radio and use it as a medium, as a like a the palette of an artist, or a, you know, like mm-hmm. to use it creatively. So he did some of the wackiest stuff. He had somebody, you know, with a little portable 1-watt radio go and take a bath, and we heard the sounds of that and just like all sorts of.
And folks, this guy is, we're talking about Chris Magone. He's a professor in Toronto, teaching this stuff. So I guess money's in it. All right. So now we know why you went into sales. But how do you sustain it? I mean, it's not easy. Sales, I was never good at it, but I don't think I could do anything about it. How do you sustain? Because you have to sustain some sort of level are concerned.
I wasn't selling, like, you know, insurance, you know. I was selling basically something that I actually was excited about. So I think people are convinced when I talk to them. And then the other thing, I always thought of the ad department as a means of community outreach. So, you know, we're only successful if you're successful. So if I'm, you know, partnering with festivals or all the different events in the city, you know, so much cultural heritage went through, so much Montreal underground history went through that studio. And I knew that if we made it happen, which I know you did too, like if the events are successful, then we're successful.
Of course.
And so it was always a partnership.
Right.
It wasn't like, you know, geared towards like squeezing people for the bottom dollar or you know. And we're, you know, most radio stations, like, that's what they got to do, right? It's the whole intention of the radio station is for profit.
Right.
But because of our association with McGill and because of donors, what we try and do is to provide, is to get out of the way, basically,
mm-hmm.
to let the shows have as much independence as possible so that they have the freedom to do experimental things or to, you know, interview their cat, whatever they choose to do.
Right.
Or, you know, that they have the freedom to, like, to be about whatever culture or whatever you want to express.
Right.
You know?
Speaking of McGill and all that, how is the station financed? By the university, by grants? How?
All of it.
All of it.
Like, there's one piece that is the student fee. There's one piece that is lots of grant writing. There's the advertising, which currently is those COVID ads you just heard, Gouvernement du Québec, and Funny Drive, like listener support, which is a nice partnership, basically, because we, you know, if we're not, if the funding drive doesn't do well, it says something. It says that we're not really communicating to the listeners effectively, or we're not, you know, really partnering with the people whom we want to engage with.
Who we are reaching out to.
Yeah, you have to dialogue, you know. It's a communication medium, this thing called radio.
One of the things is you seem to enjoy working at CKUT, and and what brings that joy, though?
Well, a lot of the components that aren't there very much now, which is the creativity, as we were talking about, you know, making those ads is really fun, and it's a real, you know, challenge to try and come up with something that the client says, yes, you know, that sounds exactly like what I wanted. So that is really satisfying. There's a lot of freedom working at the station. Like if there's a problem, you know, you put your heads together with a lot of committed people, a good team, and they try and solve it. Whether it be like, oh my God, there's a pandemic and we have to figure out how to run a radio remotely or whatever it is. And so there's a lot of like, it's like there's a sense of ownership that you have, and you try and grow it, you know, and make it as vital as it can be.
Speaking of pandemic, I've been asked this question time and time again. How does it work with you guys? Because, nobody's in the station except, I guess, for maintenance. And how does it work? Like, I'm broadcasting from this little studio of mine, and I know that Spencer, who is the tech head there, he has linked us up so we can go on the Zoom too and everything. How you guys sleep with your laptop beside you at nights and all that? What happens if the signal drops or something cuts off?
Well, it's a work in progress because, we did for a long time. We were like, you know, the menace of the pandemic has become for us the menace of dead air, where if there's suddenly dead air, we get an alert on our email or whatever. And so one of us, you know, wakes up in the middle of the night and scrambles to try and reboot or to refresh or to do whatever. So basically, you know, Spencer got on it really quick and did some research and implemented this new program that we're using. And then, you know, Ted, who is the IT person, and we subsequently
good old Ted.
Got someone else, Rian, who's been helping. And Rian actually made us all sleep better at night because Rian figured out a way to bypass browsers. Don't ask me to explain all the technical part of it, but all I know is that getting as many dead air alerts.
It works.
It is like feeding this machine constantly. We've split the grid up, the programming grid, and each staff is responsible for like a number of shows, and we just, dialogue with those shows, see technically what they're trying to do, just like what you were trying to do. So we have conversations and we figure out what equipment would work well and how to get it to them, and it's been all about adapting,
and you guys have done a wonderful job, I must say, because when I look at it, and the other alternative station here, they're having a problem. They would tell me that the lady who is bringing them on, she doesn't feel like doing it today, so their programs won't be on. And I have never had that problem at CKUT. We go on every time we log in, and I'm extremely grateful. What is causing the other station? They couldn't use the same system you guys have, or it's a personal system that was developed by you guys?
No, I guess they could, but I think burnout is a very real factor in community radio, as in most community work, because of the constant turmoil. Like, you get thrown something that you never expected happens frequently, because it's not well financed, so it's never going to be stable. You're never going to be able to buy the best and the high end, whatever. So it's always, you have to have a whole lot of commitment. And I think, like some stations, we have quite a bit of staff, and a lot of stations have very, very minimal staff. And so people just get fried because it is 24/7, this thing that we're doing. You know, it's New Year's Eve. We're still, you know, it's my birthday, your birthday. The radio keeps going. There's no kind of pause button. So it can take a toll on people in terms of, especially if they're students and they're got a whole curriculum, or a lot of people have other jobs and other, you know, raising right. children or whatever it is. It's quite demanding.
It's demanding. And it bothers me for these guys because, you know, when they tell me that, you know, it's disturbing, to be honest with you.
They can always call us. We're not, you know, we're happy to share our information for sure.
Well, this is what I tell people all the while. One guy was saying,
and as we say, you start getting delusional.
Why? Why not?
So,
we're in no competition. With anybody.
Definitely not.
We have two radio stations that plays our music, brings our culture, and you know, I have no problem with that. Anyway, Louise, we have 2, 3, 4 minutes to go. Do you have anything?
Well, the only other thing I would want to just tell people about, of course, because it's a passion project that I've had going, is for people to check out CKUT Time Capsule, which is a project whereby I try to archive some of the highlights of 30 years of campus community radio. And it's something like I've got another piece that I want to put up again just recently. So history continues. One of our programmers did a really interesting radio shows on Montreal hip-hop scene.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, Preach did one. And
oh, yeah,
it
Preach.
Starting with, Freddie James and...
Whoa!
Right back to disco and, like, talking about things, a lot of the Francophone side of things, too. It was really fascinating. So, you know, I just want listeners to check it out and to also let me know if they have, you know, perhaps recorded via cassette or something, an interview or some kind of piece of audio that they think is time capsule worthy, that they should contact me.
All right. I'm gonna where did you say it was on? I got disturbed with this phone.
The time capsule?
Yes.
Yeah, go to our website and it's linked there. Just or Google CKUT Time Capsule.
Oh, okay.
It's got a lot of really fun stuff. All the reggae, live reggae fest stuff is in there. You know, when we did the live broadcast, I archived all that.
Oh, you know, we were. I have a joke there, but as you said, live broadcast. We used to do the live broadcast with the telephone system.
Yeah, Bell Line.
In Bell Line. How much they used to charge us? $600 or something? Some ridiculous. Yeah.
If you wanted stereo, 1,000, so, you know.
I couldn't believe that. I remember you were saying something to me about that, and we have to be thankful.
They used to leave it in the tree, and we used to have to climb up the tree to go get the wire.
That is what I was about to say, because we had this one guy, he was scared of climbing this tree. And I'm going there, we have like 15 minutes to go. And I'm asking the young lady, so what's happening? Oh, it's up there, but nobody wants to go there. So this little guy standing beside me and said, okay, Father Stretch, I'm gone. And he went up there and he brought it down. These are the sort of things we do to bring CKUT to Montreal. And I'm glad our listeners are very appreciative of this radio station. Can I boast about that a little?
Yeah, we're happy to spend New Year's Eve with everybody. And I know that's been one of those ideas that was like, well, what should we do? And then we would go live from different parties or, you know, just have an idea and then figure out how to make it happen, which is really what is the essence of the place, you know?
That's the whole idea of the station.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you. And I've learned a lot.
All the staff at CKUT. I didn't know Ted was not there with us anymore.
No, he is.
Oh,
he is.
Because...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, no.
All right.
He's just got Rian who's helping out. So that's, we're just building the team as much as possible. So therefore, the dead air alerts are not so bad.
All right. Wow, I just saw my co-host. She jumped on there a minute. Say hi to Faith. Where did she go?
I keep adjusting the camera.
Hi, Faith.
Hello. So good to see you. It's been too long.
Incredible. No kidding.
Stop adjusting the camera, please, Faith, until you finish.
I have direction from the producer to adjust, so that's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't say anything about my hair, or else I'll come over there and slap you with my slippers. Louise,
you're gonna put your slippers virtually?
Yeah, Louise got away with my when she complimented my hair.
I saw him yesterday. I called him and I didn't know he was gonna turn on his camera, but he was fiddling around and around, and he accidentally turned it on. And that time it was very. Seems that it was very wet, so it was curly, and I made a mistake by telling him that I like it like that, so he gave me hell.
I gave you hell.
Yes. But let me say hi to Louise. I'm not seeing her face anymore. Louise, I know so many things have happened this year, mm-hmm. and you for a while, and I wanted to take the time to say my condolences.
Thank you.
Passing of your mom, and
I didn't know that. Louise, you never said anything to me about that.
Yeah, I did. You don't remember. Happened in June.
Oh.
And a month later, then I jumped out of a truck and...
That you told me, and pretending you're 16, jumping out of trucks.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
There's vibe time.
Safe.
Oh, you're good.
Well, that's not much to do, really, but I want to say I commend you and someone like even Stretch. I think you guys are like really rock stars to have really the courage to keep doing what you do every day, year after year after year. Mm-hmm. I think it has to be like a passion project, something that you really believe in, because not, as I was saying that to Stretch the other day, not everybody would get up and do this work week after week after week when someone is sick in their family or you're like sad or whatnot. But he's trucking on, and I think it's like it's really something to be respected. Mm-hmm. So keep on doing what you're doing. I think it's really, really great work. We need alternative voices, not just the commercial ones, because everybody is coming at it at a different perspective. And variety of life, you know?
Yes, we do this because of the sheer love for it, and because if you think what I'm about to say, we have no other outlet for our culture, the culture of the Muslims, the Greeks, everybody. How many languages is spoken on this station, Louise?
About 7, I think.
Yeah, if not more, too. Mm-hmm. You know, so it serves the purpose, and we are grateful to McGill and to all the listeners who have donated their money. And as we were talking about the telephone wire being run in the trees and all that, we are extremely grateful to people like Harry Bissoun and the Curry House with Mr. Emirate, and these people supported that station, and we are still grateful. Peter of Doreen's, and so forth and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we anybody else you want to mention, Louise? You know, I don't mind giving them a plug.
Wow, there were so many. I mean, it was all those small businesses and all the promoters and you know, that really were the heart and soul. And I always said that the thing that was kind of nice, especially about your show too, is that you could be a listener, you could be an advertiser, you could be a guest, you know.
Yeah.
The whole thing was very fluid, like, you know, and that's the way it should be. It should be like an open door kind of welcoming. If something important happens that you wanted this community to know about, it should be accessible, you know.
Right,
and,
right.
And it's because of that kind of involvement that it all worked out, you know.
Good.
All the artists, amazing.
All right. If you want to stick around, Louise, and Faith will be there, and Pat Dillon gonna come in. I see Brian Smith is there. Mark Henry. Who is Mango? I need that Mango to eat. When I see the word Mango. Who?
Mango Bay?
Mango Bay? Who is that handsome guy?
I think Mango might be Pat Dillon.
Oh, okay.
That's the only person I could think of, right?
She under disguise.
But she's it's not connected, so.
Okay. Yeah, no, it doesn't really matter, but I would like to know. Right after 7 o'clock, we're going to get into a little round table discussions because I have some things I wanna discuss. Just recently, this week, too, something happened that it's unnerving. So let me play some commercials before Louise,
bites her head off.
Bite my head off and, you know, so.